airborne? The answer is no, it's not. But today I want to take just a couple minutes and show you why not. I think you're going to find this really interesting. A lot of viruses, when they're circulating through the air, if you breathe them in, part of the reason they actually make you sick is because they stick to your airways. Let's imagine this is your airway, for example, and this is one of those viruses. Put that in there, you pour it through, it's actually staying. Imagine that virus now staying in your lungs. Ebola, though, doesn't act that way. It's not as sticky. So even if you were to breathe in an Ebola virus, might look something like this, and put it through your airway here, watch what happens. Goes right through. Doesn't stick in your airway, and that's why it's not airborne, doesn't make you sick. There's another reason Ebola isn't airborne either, and I want to show you this. When you think about cold viruses or flu viruses, oftentimes they act a bit like a powder. Look at that. If this powder sort of in the air, people can breathe it in, but they can also live on surfaces for days, even weeks. That's in part what makes it airborne. Instead, with Ebola, it's much more like this baseball. If you think about a baseball, you could put this in the air as well, but see what's going to happen pretty quickly. It's just going to drop to the ground, and it's not going to get anybody sick.